A couple of days ago, somebody was reading from the Passion Translation, the 23rd Psalm, and I was interested to hear that instead of saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," what the Passion Translation says is, "Yahweh is my best friend and my shepherd. I will always have more than enough." And I think it's an interesting translation to say, "my best friend and my shepherd," and I know why he does that. Brian Simmons, the one who wrote the Passion Translation, at least the lead translator on that project, he loves homonyms. And so the word in Hebrew for shepherd is roeh, and it comes from the word ra'ah, which means to shepherd or to pasture. But there's another word that sounds the same. It's a homonym. And ra'ah can also mean to associate with. And so ro'eh can be an associate or one that is your friend. In fact, the word that is for friend or even neighbor comes from that root. In fact, in that same vein, the name Ruth comes from that as well, as a name that means companion or friend. So this idea that the shepherd is also our friend is not in David's mind, but in the Passion Translation, they want to bring out the fact that this word can also have this other meaning. And they're bringing out a spiritual interpretation that is rather cool. And I want to just sort of center in on that. This is not translation. This is preaching, really. And out of this, I want you to understand that the shepherd is your friend. I want you to understand that the shepherd of the sheep knows each sheep by name. Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice." I want you to hear his voice. I want you to know him. I want you to be able to recognize what is he saying to you, and to recognize that he's that kind of shepherd and that kind of friend that wants to make sure that you have more than enough, that you have everything that you need, that you don't have lack, you don't have want. The 23rd Psalm has served us, you know, since it was written. It's one of everybody's favorite scriptures in the Bible for a reason. It stood the test of time because it actually gives you that promise of provision. All of us are going through dark days. All of us are going through times where there's just too much month at the end of the paycheck, and we're struggling to make ends meet. All of us have bills. All of us have needs. And God is saying, "I am your shepherd. I want to provide. You are my sheep. You are my friends. And I look after my friends." So I want you to not just take that as a promise, but to take it as a declaration of faith, a declaration that you make to say, "I will trust that God will look after me. He will lead me where he wants me to go." Remember this, he makes you lie down in the green pastures. What is that? That is all about having provision, that he, you know, makes you lie down in a pasture. I don't know if you know this about sheep, but sheep cannot eat while they're lying down. So if the sheep are lying down, it means that their tummies are full. It means they've had more than enough. And so that he leads you beside the still water, that quietness, that peace, that restoration of the soul that he goes on to talk about. I want to say this. Now more than ever is the time that you need to key in on those favorite scriptures, those promises that give you the ability to make it on this earth, to be able to know that God is with you, that God has not forsaken you, that God has a plan, and he has a destination for your life, a purpose. I want to pray that over you. In the name of Jesus, may you find that the shepherd of your soul is a close friend. In Jesus' name, I command every bill, every need, every lack to be sorted by the shepherd of your souls, that the shepherd of the sheep cares about each one, and your family is not left out. I bless you with provision. I bless you with stillness, with quietness, with peace. I bless you with restoration as you continue the journey that God has for you, in Jesus' name. Amen.